Joining us right now is the election auditor, I guess the liaison for the election audit, Ken Bennett. Ken, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here. Let's start off. First question, what about the count? Can you give us any idea where we are?
Well, I think we're over the 200,000 mark, which puts us at about 10%. That's a little slower than we had wanted to be at this point. But other than having to step aside for about a week in the week after next for some graduations to be held here at the Coliseum, we have 6 or more weeks thereafter that we can come back in and finish the audit, and everything will be done. Speed is not our ultimate goal. Accuracy is, and so we're on pace to get the job done.
So what is it that's slowing you down from where you, when you originally started? When you took this project on, we had talked, and you said you thought you'd be done by May 14th, and now you're about 10% of the way done. Do you have any reasons for why it's taking much longer than you thought?
Well, the contractors gave me those assurances that they thought they would be able to start immediately at a number of ballots per table per shift. And that has, instead of, you know, starting at full speed on day one, it took time for teams to get ramped up. And so they thought that a team of 5 people at a table during a 5-hour shift would be able to do 3 or 4 boxes. And we are in the 1 to 2 range, but it's improving every day. And so, as I said, with that improvement, we'll be just fine. Right. Whenever you do a new process, you're going to have, a learning curve, and it was just a little bit bigger learning curve than they had hoped, I guess.
All right. Can you explain, we played the audio, I know you were at the podium with a guy named John Brakey when he talked about looking for bamboo in the paper. Can you explain what's going on, why they're doing that, and who authorized, who's the one who said that this is important enough to look for?
Well, looking for bamboo, that's a euphemism for, you know, there are some people on the right that think that, you know, they've heard rumors that ballots were brought in from Asia, and if so, would there be bamboo in the paper? But they're just looking for things that can we're looking for things to dispel. We're trying to myth bust here. And so there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, for looking to make sure that there isn't bamboo in the paper or whatever. You know, there's crazy ideas that can come up on both sides. 4 years ago, the big crazy idea was a Russian dossier that had the candidate for president of the United States in a room with prostitutes and all kinds of stuff that proved to be totally false. But instead, it became the evidence, so-called, of FISA court warrants that were used to spy on the candidacy and then later the presidency. So we're here at this audit trying to dispel myths and confirm things with facts. And if somebody has the idea that there might have been paper from unauthorized sources, whether it's bamboo or anything else, we'll look at that. And if there isn't any, we'll dispel that.
I don't expect that we're going to
find any bamboo in the paper, but one of the people told Mr. Brakey that he thought that's why we were doing what we were doing. So Mr. Brakey reported that.
So the machines that are brought in by Jovan Pulitzer, he was saying that those are the machines.
There haven't been any machines brought in by Jovan Pulitzer.
So what is his role?
Jovan Pulitzer was a consultant as to what things should we maybe look for. And they're using 5K cameras to take pictures of the ballots, to look for folds. They're using some microscopic cameras to make sure that the alignment marks on the ballots, as printed by the authorized printer for Maricopa County, are in the places that they said they would be. They're looking for depression marks where people filled out the ovals to make sure that the ovals were filled out by a hand-held writing instrument instead of a Xerox machine or something. So it's just common sense things that we're looking at to either confirm things or dispel, some would say, some crazy notions. But what's wrong with busting some myths?
Well, I did, the only thing I would push back on and say about this, Ken, with all due respect, is when they did the investigations into Donald Trump for 4 years with the different committees and the Mueller report, people like yourself and people like me said this is a waste of time and money, that the dossier had been dispelled as a myth for a long time and we're wasting time and money on it. So when people hear that they're looking for bamboo in the paper, people shrug their shoulders and say, what's going on with my ballot and why are they looking for bamboo in the paper? You have to at least understand the question.
I understand the question, but what we're asking about is the general idea of just inspecting the paper to make sure that it was authentic.
Okay.
We've got almost 2.5 million pieces of paper that were produced supposedly by the people that were authorized by Maricopa County to produce it. And as we make sure that only authentic paper was received back in the ballots that were counted, then we dispel those myths.
Have you found any sign of there being different paper used so far?
I've not heard any findings to that effect, and we wouldn't be announcing those findings as we go anyway. But all of the findings will be in a final report, and everything will be public at that time.
All right, so on a week from today, May 14th, you're going to have to wrap it up at least for a while and leave that space so graduations can happen. We've heard from the people at the state fair, officials are saying that it's not feasible for you to return. What is the status of you returning back to the Coliseum?
No, they said it was not feasible to extend our use of the Coliseum past the 14th because for about a week they have to use the Coliseum for the graduations. But
okay.
There's other facilities here on the premises that we can store the ballots securely under 24-hour guarded security and 24/7 video streaming. And we will step aside from the floor of the Coliseum for the graduations for about a week, and we'll come back and finish the job.
All right, so the last question has to be about security. The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, sent in observers. One of the observers said that there's no security, the computers weren't locked, and at this point he thinks the ballots have been compromised. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that's what he said. How do you respond to that?
I totally disagree, and everything that we're doing is under 24/7 live streaming camera, and there's no lack of security. You don't get in this building. There's a very strong perimeter on the outside. You don't get in the building unless... we know you by name and you are here for a purpose, including those observers who are coming in and now giving their opinions that something's not secure. But I couldn't disagree more with their opinions, and we'll continue to move forward. And everything we're doing is documented and viewed by the press who are here while they're counting.
Ken, as always, I appreciate the time. Look forward to getting another update.
All righty. Look forward to it, too.
All right. Thank you. That is Ken Bennett. He is the former Secretary of State, the audit liaison down at the Coliseum. So that's where we're at. They are saying now they're somewhere in the neighborhood of over 200,000 ballots. Concession today saying that it is, taking longer than they expected. And they are not going to be done by the May 14th date, but they are confident that they're going to get it done more quickly as things move forward. And they're going to be back in. We'll talk more about this morning as it goes on. They're looking for bamboo, all the other things in the ballot. But we've got it. This is an important topic for everybody because of the sanctity of your ballot. Everyone needs to know that their private secret ballot remains private and remains secret. Your identity can't be found out, but also nothing can be compromised. That's the last thing anybody wants.